High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
And a pleasant good evening once again from Beatrice at the City Auditorium. It is time for the Girls A Division Bendecus Tournament Championship tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Ball City Sacred Heart, the top seed, taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles. I just lied to you. Sacred Heart's the number two seed. Johnson Brock is the number one seed in this A Division. Johnson Brock will be the home team on the scoreboard tonight. Randy Gatula, it's been an interesting evening of basketball so far here watching the finals and the third place game.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We've been hanging out here all afternoon. Of course, we did the game earlier this afternoon to open things up. Then we've watched a couple here. There are consolation games going on across the street over at the Beatrice Middle School. And John, I got a bunch of scores I'd like to share with our listeners here. If you've got interest in some of the other teams in this tournament, in the girls' consolation bracket in the B division, Freeman defeated Palmyra this afternoon. The final on that one was Freeman 40 and Palmyra 30. Also in the B division, Pawnee City got the win over Tri-County in the consolation bracket. The final there was Pawnee City 41 and Tri-County 38. In a game that was heard live here on Sunny 101.3 this afternoon, the B division third place game saw Johnson County Central getting the win over HTRS. The final there, the Thunderbirds 43 and the Titans 35. In the consolation game in the A division, it was Southern defeating Parkview Christian. It was a squeaker there, John. Parkview Christian led the whole ball game. Southern came up in the last couple of minutes and got the win by 2 points. The final was 41-39, so the Southern High ladies take third place consolation in the A division. In the B division championship, the game completed just a few moments ago. Another hard-fought contest. BDS held on, pulled away at the end to get the win over Exeter Milligan. The final in that one was BDS 46 and Exeter Milligan 33. BDS is the girls' B division champion of this 93rd annual Mudecus tournament.
A few other games went on. Auburn boys beat Fairbury tonight 48-31 over at Fairbury. 48-31 the final there. In the girls' championship at the Fairfax Invitational tonight, Fall City Tigers pick up the title with a 41-34 come-from-behind win over St. Joe Christian. 41-34 the final there. Fall City picks up the win in that ball game. And over at Stanbury in a consolation final tonight, King City girls beat Mound City 38-27.
John, this is working out real well. I wonder if Jeff Nichols is listening. We can do a sportscast right here from the stage at City Auditorium Beatrice.
You never know.
Yeah, not a bad place to set up. We don't want to travel tonight, that's for sure.
No. I'm going to travel a few blocks. That's about it. How about you?
We do have a few hardy souls that have made the trip out here from Fall City for this ball game and from Johnson Brock also. We hear conflicting reports. Some say, well, it wasn't too bad, and others say, oh, man, it was horrible. So I'm not sure what to believe. I do know what my eyes saw myself. It was snowing pretty hard when I looked out the door earlier. So we hope everybody arrives here safely, and if they choose to go home tonight, they make it back safely because the weather is a little bit of a concern for everybody. We're not going anywhere. Beatrice is home for the night for me.
Yeah, me too.
We have to be back here tomorrow anyway, so we might as well watch much more basketball, that's for sure.
Sounds like the biggest issue is probably the wind blowing the snow across the road, and the Sayhart bus was coming up. Talking to some of the coaches, they said, well, it wasn't too bad, but the wind, you could hardly see with the snow blowing.
Well, we've got the Class A Girls Division Championship coming up, Class A Division in the girls' bracket. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and share the starting lineups with you right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Main Street Bank, with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium, downtown Beatrice, at the corner of 4th and Ella Street, to be exact. That's where we are tonight for the girls' Class A Division Budeckis Basketball Championship, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Sacred Heart Irish. Let's take a look at how the teams got here. Johnson Brock opened play on Monday with a win over Meridian, 44-38. And then yesterday they defeated Southern. The final in that one was 43-28. Sacred Heart opened with a 53-30 win over Lewiston, and then they really put it on Parkview yesterday. 48-20 was the final of that one for Sacred Heart to earn their spot here in the championship game. So that's where we are, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Sacred Heart Irish. Now let's meet the starting lineups for these teams. First of all, for the Johnson Brock Eagles, coached by Mitchell Atkinson, they'll start Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, a freshman at 5'8". Audrey Sanford. Sanford, a 5 foot, 5 inch senior. Kelly Rasmussen. Rasmussen, 5'6", and a junior. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, a sophomore at 5'8". And Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman, a 5'11 freshman. And John, we mentioned earlier in the broadcast this afternoon how many underclassmen, especially freshmen, that we see playing in this Budeckis tournament this year. The young girls, that must have been a good crop of basketball players about 14 years ago.
It must have been. Look at the Johnson Brock roster. Just,
oh, I know.
Eight of them, I think.
Yeah, freshmen all over the place on the varsity team here. Now the starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Luke Sando. He'll go with Rachel Magdans. Magdans is a senior at 5'10". Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff is a 5'8 junior. Lauren Malone, 5'4 and a senior. Jessica Wurtenberger, she's a junior at 5'7". And Ari Vondersmith. Vondersmith, a 6 foot senior, rounds out the starting five for the Sacred Heart Irish girls. The Sacred Heart Irish, the Johnson Brock Eagles, two neighborhood teams down in the Sunny 101.3 listing area, squaring off. And, boy, I love that one. We've got a couple of teams both from our area going for the championship.
Yeah, I didn't have hardly anybody that I had seen play before last night except Sacred Heart, so we know a little bit more about the Eagles and who's who. This is an interesting little factoid I counted up. You know, Johnson Brock girls have not won an A-division championship in the Budeckis tournament. That struck me as odd. Won two B-division titles in 1999 and 2001. If Sacred Heart wins this, you know, we've been talking about they're going to honor the 2007 Sacred Heart team that won it 15 years ago. If they win tonight, it will be their 10th A-division championship in Budeckis in 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's pretty impressive.
That's incredible success, because next to the state basketball tournament, this is the tournament here in southeast Nebraska, this Budeckis tournament. John, it's just kind of the social event of the month of January. If you're interested in high school basketball in southeast Nebraska, Beatrice is the place to be this week.
Yeah, lots of good basketball going on. Not a lot of big blowouts this week either in this tournament. So it's been good basketball. Besides, a lot of teams more teams than usual with winning records this year, it looks like. They're going to introduce the non-starters and the starters. So did you do surgery? I've lost track of what we were doing.
Sure, we've already met the starters.
I thought so.
We've got time to take a two-minute break right here. We haven't mentioned Kirk Kilman yet. He's a third member of our broadcast crew, Mr. Kilman.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's back at the station. He's our producer-engineer for this presentation of high school sports. And we're going to let him do his thing here right now and take a two-minute timeout. And then we'll be back with the opening tip-off. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wery Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wery Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wery Mortuary, their family serving your family. Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at Fast. We are proud to be 100% employee-owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
And welcome back here to Beatrice City Auditorium. They've got the Johnson Brock Eagles introduced now. They're doing the Sagard Irish, introducing them to the crowd on hand. And you know, Randy, it's a better crowd than I expected for both teams with the weather. So I'm surprised at how, what a good fall we have here for both teams tonight with the weather outside, how good the weather actually is. So, or how good the crowd actually is here.
As you can tell in the background here, the public address system here in the Beatrice City Auditorium can be a bit deafening. The announcer has a habit of shouting into that thing, and it nearly drowns us out here. Unfortunately, he will be announcing during the actual ballgame, but hopefully not a whole lot.
We can go down and take his microphone away from him.
I brought a side cutter with me. We could just cut out cord here.
Do a lot of damage with those things.
Introducing the starters right now. We've already met the Irish girls, and now the starters for the Johnson Brock Eagles. John, I want to say what a pleasure it is for us to be here tonight again with our friends from Johnson Brock and Falls City Sacred Heart scoring off for this championship. We're glad you chose Sunny 101.3 for your coverage of this championship ball game. Not often that John and I get to work together anymore here, maybe state tournament and occasionally at the Mound City tournament. For the most part, we go different directions every night.
Okay, I think I can talk again.
I hope he's finished.
not quite, apparently. Anyway, the Irish are huddled up with Coach Luke Sano, and the Johnson Brock girls are huddled up down here, getting ready to go in this one. Johnson Brock had to go overtime last night with Southern to win it 43-38, outscoring Southern 10-5 in that overtime period to get the win. Stepping into the middle, it will be Tara Ottoman for Johnson Brock.
Harrison Vonnerschmidt for the Irish. Sagan Hart, the road team. Vonnerschmidt wins the tip, goes back court. Sagan Hart will go left to right to the south bucket here in the first half. Rachel Magdans with the ball, pulls up, dumps underneath Wurtenberger into a whole bunch of defenders. Now back out to Malone. Right side, Eichhoff cut off on a drive. Now goes around a defender, pushes off, shoots, misses. Rebound grabbed by Johnson Brock, but stepping out of bounds with it was Hallie Rasmussen under there. I don't think I'd give her a turnover on that. I don't think she had much choice when she came down. Wurtenberger will trigger from the baseline for the Irish. Looking. Better get it in. Brings it in to Malone. Bounce pass down to Eichhoff. Back to Malone. And let's see a little zone here by Johnson Brock, it looks like. Over to Magdans. Three ball right side. Up and good. Rachel Magdans puts the Irish ahead. 3-0 here to start the ball game. 30 seconds gone by. Johnson Brock gets the ball for the first time. And out on the right side, Audrey Sanford with it. Audrey will dribble back, give the ball off there for Rasmussen. Rasmussen, right side again with the pass. Now to Knippelmeyer. Going around, Malone nearly swiped at it. Underneath the Ottoman, and a turnover. The ball goes to the Irish. Pulling up underneath Wurtenberg, gets the ball into Vonnerschmidt. Blocked from behind by Ottoman. And coming down with the ball will be Johnson Brock. Coming the other way now, down three. And there's one to tie it off the rim. No good by Rasmussen. Saved in by Malone, but it went to Ottoman. She'll put it up. No good. Got it back. Left hand up and left hand good. Ottoman, 3-2, Sacred Heart. Malone in the backcourt against pressure from Sanford to the front with a left hand. Gives the ball off on the wing on the far side. Wurtenberg comes around, free throw circle, dishes it down. Eichhoff from 16, right side baseline, up and good. 5-2, Sacred Heart. Here come the Eagles to the front court. Sanford with the basketball off the left side to Knippelmeyer. Holding, pushing with the ball. Now left side again, Sanford. Audrey holds. Sagan Hart manned up here defensively. Now off the right side we go to Knippelmeyer. Down to the right baseline to Behrens. And out for three off the rim. No good. Shot up there by Knippelmeyer. Rebound to Vonnerschmidt ahead up the floor. Magdan driving to the hole. Left side up and good. He's got a quick 5 points. It's 7-2, Sacred Heart. Up the floor, quickly we go. Hallie Rasmussen moves and is fouled by the Irish.
I believe the foul is going to be on Olivia.
No, Wurtenberger.
Wurtenberger get called. Jessica Wurtenberger,
didn't he?
Her first team foul, number one on the Irish.
From the baseline, the ball will come inbound to the 5:35 mark. The Irish up by five, lob it in, out to the top. With the ball, Sanford. Sanford on the right side, passes off. Rasmussen dribbles up, and Wurtenberger knocked it loose, got it back, now gets the steal on the floor. Held ball will be with the Johnson Brock Eagles. Now the ball is out near midcourt. Still 5:22 to go in this first quarter. Bring it into Audrey Sanford, 5'5 senior. She comes to the high post with the ball to Ottoman. Tarrant looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Right side Sanford. Dropped the pass to keep the dribble alive. Now working against Wurtenberger into the paint. Eichhoff slapped at it, knocked it loose, and a turnover. The ball goes to Sacred Heart. Malone with a steal ahead to Magdans on the run. Bounce pass underneath the Vonnerschmidt. Off the glass, it rolls out of there somehow. Ottoman with the rebound. Ahead up the floor on the right side, Rasmussen. Up and down the floor we go. Back it goes to Sanford. Left side, Behrens. Behrens with the basketball. Brooklyn looks, cross court. Sanford three ball, right side, in and out. No. Rebound, Eichhoff had it, tips it away. Vonnerschmidt will grab it to Eichhoff. Ahead up the floor to Wurtenberger. Left side, left hand, it's up, it's good. Two-pointer for Wurtenberger. It's 9-2, the Irish lead. Sagan Hart getting ready for their substitution run here. About halfway through, quarter number one. On the right side with it, Rasmussen with the basketball off the left side. Knippelmeyer with it, and now back it goes. Shot of the way, no good by the Eagles, and Lauren Malone grabs a rebound. We come the other way. I believe that was Rasmussen on the shot. Malone in paint, lost a handle on it, pushed away. Wurtenberger grabs it. Now it will go to Rachel Magdan. driving down the lane. The scoop on the left side. No, got it back up. No, and she got fouled. She got the rebound and got fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot two.
The foul is going to be called on Taryn Ottoman. On Ottoman, her first team foul, number one on the Eagles.
Rachel Magdan's at the line. Eyes the basket. The senior flies that way. It's up. It is good. She's got six early on. 10-2 and in for the Irish. Here comes Delaney Witt, junior, 5'6", and also Emma Littrell, a 5'8 senior. Sitting down, Malone and Wartenberger, and the free throw is good. 11-2, Sacred Heart.
7 points now for Rachel Magdans. Okay, Rachel's now setting at 999 points. She needs one more to hit the 1,000-point plateau for her high school career.
Around the back with the dribble now, Audrey Sanford with it, and we've got a 10-second ball or timeout. We've got a timeout. Ball by the Eagles, 3:32 to go in the first, 11-2, Sacred Heart. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. 3:32 to play in the first quarter, 11-2. The Sacred Heart Irish have jumped out to an early lead on Johnson Brock. Rachel Magdan setting at 999 points for her high school career. Her next basket will put her over 1,000.
Into the game, Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock, taking high post to Ottoman. At the free throw line, holds it, dribbles down, lefty, rolls to the hole, up, no good, rebound, Witt had it, lost it out of bounds. It will stay with the Eagles. Underneath the bucket, they will inbound. Behrens will bring it in for Johnson Brock to the corner. With the basketball now, Weiss back out top, around the perimeter. Holding the ball down to the right side, now to Behrens. Dribbled out, back over to Weiss. Knocked loose. Sanford has it. And now back to the left corner and Brooklyn Buckmeyer in the ballgame also. A 5'8 freshman. To Weiss. To Behrens. Back to Weiss. Right side. Come to the left side of the floor. Controlled by Buckmeyer. Inside. Taken away by Vonderschmidt with the steal. Up the floor. Sacred Heart. Magdan with the basketball ahead. Delaney Witt back to Magdan's. Magdan will hold the basketball down to Delaney Witt. She goes, and the ball is out of bounds off of the Eagles.
Weiss got a foot out there and kicked the ball away out of bounds.
She kind of had a habit of that last night. Might be a soccer player in her future. All right, in the backcourt now. Eichhoff with it over to Magdan. Open back to Eichhoff. Three ball from the left side. Short, no good. Littrell saves it in, but Tara Ottman ends up with the basketball. And now here come the Eagles up the floor with 2:18 to go in quarter number one. Out of the right side with the ball, Weiss, guarded there by Eichhoff. Left side, Behrens moves from the left to the right, floats it up, and off the glass. That's a pretty good get off the right side with a scoop. It's 11-4. Subs ready to come in for both teams on the next break in the action. Under 2 minutes to go in the period. With the ball, Eichhoff out top, comes off to Magdan. Magdan holds it, looks down in the corner with the ball. Littrell back to Magdan, driving into the paint, over the left side. Witt pulls up, fires from 15, no good. Rebound, Littrell can't hang on to it. Loose ball, and Behrens will pick it up for the Eagles. Flying it up the floor, it's Weiss with it. Back now to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with a minute and a half to go in the quarter. Gives the ball to Behrens, left hand, left side, up, no good from 15. And the long rebound comes out, ran down there by the Eagles. And a two-pointer across the far side for Weiss. Now all of a sudden it's 11-6. Shea Hart had a nine-point lead here. And now it will be Magdan's with it to the front. Right side, Eichhoff. Over to Magdan's, now in the corner. Witt for three. knee on the rim, no. Rebound Littrell gives it to Eichhoff. 15-footer off the rim, no good. And Littrell strapping for that rebound. Finally picked up by Johnson Brock. Up the floor, a flying steal by Vonderschmidt. Ahead to Eichhoff. Olivia DeWitt, left side. And it's going to be Magband with 35 seconds to go. Right side, Littrell. Back to Eichhoff. Down the lane she goes. It's up and off the mark. No good. Rebound. Eichhoff saved it. Olivia, the junior, holding underneath. Magdan up and down. Makes it 1,001 points.
There it is. 1,001 points for Rachel Magdans in her high school career. Congratulations, Rachel.
13-6, the Irish lead. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. That would be the third 1,000-point score in that family, Randy.
Yeah.
Driving down, and we have a foul on the Irish, and Johnson Brock will be at the line to shoot two.
Foul is going to be called on Delaney Witt. On Witt, that is her first personal team foul, number two.
At the line, Chloe Weiss shooting a pair. She has 2 points, first trip to the line. Up and off the mark, no good. She'll get another one. That was too strong. Malone, Wurtenberger, and Macy Keller in for the Irish. Well, they've been sitting there quite a while trying to get in. Let's see. On the other side, Natalie Knippelmeyer back in for Johnson Brock, and also Hallie Rasmussen back in there. Free throw for Weiss is up, and it rattles home. She's got 3 points, 13-7. Ahead, Magdans from midcourt. It's up, and it hits the top of the backboard, and that ends the first quarter, 13-7. Sagan Hart with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny, 101.3.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny, 101.3.
John, we have another final from across the street over at the Beatrice Middle School in the E-Division Consolation. The Sterling Jets completed a win just a minute ago over Meridian. The final score, Sterling 62 and Meridian 31. That in the E-Division Consolation being played over at the middle school.
Sagan basketball to start the second quarter, Randy.
All right, with the ball is on the right side, Magdans feeds it underneath. In traffic, shot is up, Wurtenberger on the baseline. Left side, Jessica Wurtenberger got it down, and she's fouled.
Foul would go on Johnson Brock. What was that? I think it was Knippelmeyer, 22.
Yes, Knippelmeyer's first personal team foul, number two.
He got some quick fingers there.
Wurtenberger at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. She's got 5 points in the basketball game, and it's 16-7. Irish on top. Across the division into forecourt on the dribble. To the right side, the pass goes to Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen works to the right elbow. Skip pass comes across. Baseline underneath, looking underneath the basket for Brooklyn Behrens. Now back up top to Audrey Sanford once again. Sanford, right side, finds Natalie Knippelmeyer, guarded by Malone in the man-to-man defense. They give it up to Rasmussen. Hallie Rasmussen to the near side. Again, finds Sanford. There's Natalie Knippelmeyer with the ball on the right side. Back to Sanford, top of the key. Underneath, looking for Ottoman. Ball tipped away underneath by Eichhoff, or rather Wurtenberger tipped it, and it goes out of bounds off of Wurtenberger. It'll stay with the Eagles. Brooklyn Behrens will throw it in on the baseline in the corner. Left side under her basket. Gets it up to Knippelmeyer, across to Rasmussen. She backs out between the rings. Down on the far right side corner, Audrey Sanford with the basketball. Audrey almost has it taken away by Malone. Malone putting pressure on her. Sanford goes under the basket, gets into traffic. What happened?
Foul.
on the Irish. That's about all I can tell you at this point. Lauren Malone, her first. Team foul number 3.5 on Sacred Heart.
Not a shooting foul, so Johnson Brock's Sanford will inbound it to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman works against Keller. Ball is knocked to the floor. Everybody falls after it. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock.
Lauren Malone has a jacket that says pest or something on it.
Eagles maintain possession. Barron's to inbound it. She has to hurry now. Gets it to Knippelmeyer in the corner. Up to Sanford. Now Helly Rasmussen at the free throw line. Back to Sanford between the rings. Baseline in the corner. Barron's lobs it into Ottoman. They had Ottoman front and back in there, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish.
Official comes this way. Macy Keller calling for the foul. Her first, team foul number 4. And back in comes Harrison Vonderschmidt for the Irish and Olivia Eichhoff.
Macy Keller will set out. She'll lead the ball game, and Delaney Witt will take a seat on the bench. Inbounding the ball under the basket will be Audrey Sanford. Sanford lobs it up top to Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen looks over this defensive set, works to the left elbow, gives to Natalie Knippelmeyer. She's picked up by Eichhoff in the man-to-man defense. Knippelmeyer across on the right side finds Sanford. 6.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Sanford tries to put up a shot, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish.
Wartenberger will pick up her second, team foul number 5, and will be at the line. You're listening to Medeca's Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City in Johnson.
Audrey Sanford at the line, shooting 2. The first one up and bounces off. She had 2 or 3 bounces on the edge of the rim, but it wouldn't go down for her. Second shot coming now for Audrey Sanford. Delaney Witt back into the lineup and replacing Wartenberger, who sets down with 2 personals. Audrey Sanford looking for her first point of the ball game. The 5'5 senior looks to the hoop, launches the shot. It's up and in and out of there. Wouldn't stay. Rebound comes down to Delaney Witt. Witt pushes it down court. She works on the left side. Here's our car headlights again, John.
Probably a snowplow.
Down into the corner. Eichhoff, skip pass across. Malone had to go back to chase that one down. Goes to a knee and kept the dribble alive. Now a skip pass to the near side. Magdance, right side, Eichhoff. Open look 12 feet away, doesn't get it. Taryn Ottoman has the rebound for Johnson Brock. Down to Sanford, to Helly Rasmussen, left side of the lane. Rasmussen goes inside the free throw circle, now backs it out between the circles. Near the midcourt line. Back to the left elbow. Natalie Knippelmeyer handles the ball, looking for a pass inside, deflected away by Magdans, grabbed up by Witt. Delaney Witt will push it down, running stride for stride with Sanford. Into the corner, goes to Eichhoff, back up to Witt. Now in the paint, Harry Vonderschmidt. Around the horn, Lauren Malone, baseline right side of the basket. Open look, Eichhoff from the left side, up and good. That's a 2. Olivia Eichhoff has 4 points. And it's 16-7. The lead is back to 9 now for Sacred Heart with 5:24 to go here in the first half. Kelly Rasmussen has the ball knocked away by Magdan. She gets it back. Now dribbles to the corner. Goes up with a shot. That bounces around. It's got it down for 2 and a foul.
She got just enough of the arm to get the foul called on her. That's her first. Team foul number 6 on Sacred Heart.
That was a 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Rasmussen hit the 2, so now she'll be at the line.
That's Barron, Randy. 2.
Oh, it is. It's Barron. Okay, Barron's at the line. I gave it to Rasmussen. 20. Barron's free throw was up and off. Couldn't get it. Wouldn't fall for her. Into forecourt with the ball. Eichhoff. Around the horn left side, in traffic, underneath to Vonderschmidt, back up top in the paint, little floaters put up, wait a minute, a whistle, and I believe we're going to have a foul called on the floor here.
On 30, Chloe Weiss with her first, team foul number 3 on Johnson Brock.
All right, inbounding the ball on the baseline, right side of the basket. Tossing it up is Magdans. Comes to Malone. Open look from the right side off the rim. Won't go for Eichhoff. Rebound down to Sanford. Sanford pushes it into the right side to Barron's. Right back it comes to Sanford. Now around Weiss on the left wing. Weiss takes a couple of dribbles. Delaney Witt after. Here's Ottoman for 3. She got it from the right side.
Taryn Ottoman has 5 points in the ballgame as she nails a three and makes it 18-12. The lead is six for Sacred Heart. Skip pass across court. Long three on the way. Magdans got it. Got the roll. Rachel Magdans has 12 points already tonight.
I don't know. I've seen too many three-pointers go up off the rim that high and come back through.
Well, that's not something you're normally going to see. 12 points for her. And she's now, I lost track where we needed eight, so she's at 1,004. 21-12, Sacred Heart with the lead. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter as Audrey Sanford tries to get something set up offensively. Gets the ball to Taryn Ottoman, the freshman. Ottoman to the left side. Here's Brooklyn Behrens for three. That goes off the backboard. Ottoman pulls down the rebound for the Eagles. Gives it up to Chloe Weiss. Weiss down into the corner to Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, she's underneath, trapped in the corner, needs help. Now she decides to put the ball off the foot of the Irish out of bounds. And that sets up basketball for a freshman down there when you get trapped. Emma Littrell into the lineup, replacing Lauren Malone now for the Irish. 3:35 to play here in the second quarter, 21-12. Here's the inbound pass, Brooklyn Behrens for a long two. Got it. Behrens hits the two. And it's 21-14. The lead is back down to seven now. Olivia Eichhoff down court with the ball for the Irish. Left wing goes to Magdans with the basketball. Again to Magdans. She'll launch a three from the left side. Got it! Oh. Magdans is getting it done. She's got 15 points here in the first half.
I guess you call that the hot hand, huh?
I guess. 24-14. The lead is 10 for the Irish. Chloe Weiss got tangled up in there. Has to bring it back up to Brooklyn Behrens. Now to Brooklyn Buckmeyer on the right side. Buckmeyer falls to the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish.
Well, I'm going to guess Delaney Witt, but no, they go to Olivia Eichhoff. She was in front.
Coach Luke Sano wanted to travel there. Didn't get his way.
You know how the coaches are. They always want something different, don't they? Natalie Clark enters the ballgame. Another freshman, Randy, for Johnson Brock.
Seventh team foul. Brooklyn Buckmeyer at the line shooting 1-1. Short off the front of the rim on the first attempt. And the rebound to Emma Littrell. Littrell with the outlet pass. Gets it down to Olivia Eichhoff across the timeline. Eichhoff works to the left side of the free throw circle. Into the corner, right wing, Witt. In the paint, Littrell. Littrell. Oh, Magdans thought about another one there. She goes underneath and got fouled, and we're going to put Magdans at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
You got the hot hand. Everything you throw up goes in. Shoot it. Doesn't matter where you're at on the
floor. Frustration
right
down here with the coach pounding his clipboard on top of his head.
Natalie Clark with a foul. Her first team foul, number four.
At the line, Rachel Magdans. Free throw is up and good. Right now, that basket must look about 5 feet wide to Rachel Magdans.
Must.
She's putting them up there and putting them down. Second shot for Magdans. Is up. I jinxed her. I'm sorry, Rachel. It's off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer into forecourt. Gets it off to Sanford. Johnson Brock will set their offense with 2:20 to go here in the first half. It's an 11-point lead, 25-14. Irish are up. In trouble on the far side. The steal by Magdans. Took it away from Weiss. Driving lay-in up and good.
And a foul.
Rachel Magdans is putting on a clinic. She drew the foul. She'll have the and one. Who's the foul on, John?
I'm having to wait.
Bobby Weiss. I have a feeling that's Chloe Weiss that got called for that one, but we'll wait. Magdans for the and one will be at the line. They still haven't posted that, but it was Chloe that was chasing her anyway.
Well,
Magdans' free throw was up and good. She got it. Magdans hits the free throw.
She's got 19 points in the ball game and take a little seat on the bench.
It was Chloe Weiss that got the personal, and it is her second. Here comes the left side. Sanford gives it off to Rasmussen. Rasmussen up top. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer. There's Sanford for three from the right elbow. No good. Emma Littrell there with the rebound. Littrell outlet pass to Malone. Malone comes to Eichhoff, and Eichhoff pushes the ball, and then a whistle and a foul on Olivia Eichhoff.
Olivia trying to sneak in from behind and wrap her arms around the Johnson Brock Eagle trying to steal. And the referee said, you can't do it that way.
That'll bring Delaney Witt off the bench in to replace Eichhoff. Olivia with her second personal for her. At the free throw line, shooting 1-1 will be Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen has not been to the line yet. Here shooting 1-1. Shot is up and rims around, won't go. Rebound to the Irish. Wurtenberger puts it underneath to Witt. Witt, nice move in traffic. Off the glass, up and good. Delaney Witt with her first 2 points of the ball game. 30-14. Irish have opened up a 16-point lead now with a minute and a half to go in the first half. Audrey Sanford to the left side finds Natalie Knippelmeyer with a pass. Ball stolen by Lauren Malone. Knippelmeyer gives chase. Malone goes in for the driving layup. Doesn't get it. She'll be fouled. We'll put Lauren Malone at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Pretty sure that's going to go on Knippelmeyer.
Knippelmeyer's going to pick up her second foul. Team foul number 6.
Lauren Malone, a 5'4 senior, playing in her last Mudecas tournament. Has not scored here yet. She's shooting 2 here. Free throw is up, bounces around, wouldn't go a drop 4. Another shot coming. Back into the ball game comes Rachel Magdans. Jessica Wurtenberger will set out with a minute 18 to go here in the first half. Lauren Malone's second shot rims off. It doesn't go. The rebound to Johnson Brock. Sanford down court with it. Audrey Sanford backs the dribble out on the left elbow. Across court pass to the right side. Now it comes to Brooklyn Behrens. Driving lay-in Behrens blocked away nicely by Ari Vonderschmidt. Delaney Witt with the rebound. 1-on-3 in backcourt. Witt got rid of the ball. Got it down to Magdans. Lob pass in underneath Vonderschmidt. Shot is up and good. Magdans with the assist. Ari Vonderschmidt with the basket and the foul. Vonderschmidt will be at the line for the and one.
Natalie Clark picks up her second foul. Team foul number 7.
And the and one for Vonderschmidt is up. It's good. Ari Vonderschmidt now with 3 points in the ballgame. Less than a minute to go. We're down to 49 seconds to play here in the first half. 33-14. Irish dominating so far in this A championship. At the top of the key goes Natalie Knippelmeyer. She tries to work inside the lane. We may have a foul here on Malone, I suspect. We're in the 1-1. I know that.
And it is Lauren Malone's second foul this first half. Team foul number 9.
Natalie Knippelmeyer at the line. She'll be shooting 1-1. Natalie has not scored yet this evening. Here she'll be at the line in the bonus. Off the bench comes Gentry Lechtenberg in, replacing Lauren Malone with 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Natalie Knippelmeyer, 5'8 sophomore, another one of the young ball players, seeing a lot of action. Shot is up and good for Natalie. Natalie's played a lot of ball as a freshman last year. We saw her quite a bit. And now she's worked her way into the starting lineup as a sophomore.
I got her knocked down here as a freshman.
Knippelmeyer's second shot is up. And this one rolls off. Won't go. The rebound comes down. Ari Vonderschmidt outlet pass to Delaney Witt. 33 seconds to play. Delaney dribbles down court, sets up the offense. Irish will play for one here. They lead it 16. With the ball, Magdans holds it out near the midcourt circle on the left side. Now backs it out, comes to the near side pass to Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg dribbles around nicely with the ball, gives it right back to Magdans. 10 seconds to go here in the half. Magdans has the ball dribbled away, got it back. Flips it inside to Vonderschmidt for the driving lay-in up and good. Vonderschmidt with the lay-in, give the assist to Magdans. There's the buzzer and the half. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sacred Heart 35 and Johnson Brock. John, I'm going to ask you what the ball turned out. Is that 15 or 16?
15 is what I've got. 16. I'm sorry.
16. 35-16. That's our halftime score. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half scoring after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 35-16 at the half here in the Girls Class A Division Championship game. Time now for the Sunny 101.3 halftime scoring recap. And here with a look at the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half for Johnson Brock, Brooklyn Barons scored 6 points in that first half. 1 point for Natalie Knippelmeyer in the first half of the ball game tonight. We have 2 of making 3 points for Chloe Weiss off the bench and 5 for Taryn Ottoman to go with what I had for 5 rebounds for in the first half. They have 2 fouls on Natalie Knippelmeyer and Chloe Weiss as well as Natalie Clark in the first half. For the Irish, a scoring led tonight by Rachel Magdan. She had 19 first half points. We knew before the ball game that she needed 8 to get 1,000 for her career. Well, she blew that away in the first quarter. She put up 9 first quarter points and then 10 more in the second quarter. And in the first half, 1, 2, 3 three-pointers and a 3-point play for the Irish senior. Olivia Eichhoff had 4, Delaney Witt 2, 5 in the first half for Jessica Wurtenberger, and 5 more for Arison Vonderschmidt to go along with 5 rebounds for the Sacred Heart senior. The Irish 5 out of 8 at the free throw line in the first half. Johnson Brock, 2 out of 9 in the first half. And fouls for the Irish, 2 each on Olivia Eichhoff, Lauren Malone, and Jessica Wurtenberger.
John, I want to talk just a minute about that 1,000-point plateau here. That is such a fantastic accomplishment for high school basketball players. I had a chance to witness it last night. Nick Knutson at HTRS, he needed 12, got 13, so he now stands at 1,001 points. And then the second night in a row to get to see a 1,000-point plateau reached here by Rachel Magdans, and to have 3,000-point plateau scores in one family. Now,
yeah,
that's got to be unique.
That is, and Rachel becomes the 11th Sacred Heart girls basketball player to surpass 1,000 points in her career, and she has moved up to number 11. Excuse me, that may not be right here. Let me look a minute again. She may be the 12th player to do that because on this list we don't have Arison Vonderschmidt in there, but she's already all the way up to number 2 all-time leading scorer for the Irish.
Magdans is at 1,011.
1,011. Now she's passed Tori Oberdeen tonight, knocking her down to number 12. You know, that team that was to be honored here tonight for Sacred Heart 15-year championship, 3 of those players, Caitlin Wheeler, Macy Keeger, and Tori Oberdeen, all had 1,000 points in her career, all played on the same team. That's a lot of firepower.
I remember Caitlin Wheeler's 1,000 points. Mm-hmm. She made it on the south end of the court at Pritchard Auditorium.
Yep.
I happened to be standing down there with the camera and caught a really neat shot as Caitlin got her 1,000th point and put it in. So we've witnessed a lot of these 1,000-point plateaus, and that's quite an accomplishment when you think about what these kids do and how many thousands of kids play high school basketball every year here in the state and don't even think about getting 1,000 points in their career.
No.
So quite an accomplishment. We're going to take a one-minute timeout here, just a one-minute break, and then we're going to update you with our local weather forecast, another one-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We have a winter weather advisory in effect until Saturday morning. This is due to a low pressure system that's currently situated over the Dakotas and Minnesota, and it's going to be shifting south over the next several hours. We're looking at about 3 to 7 inches of snow accumulation possible from this system. We're also seeing a temperature drop of almost 25 degrees between today and Saturday. As we go into Sunday, though, we will start to warm back up to more seasonal highs for this time of year. Your forecast for the evening shows rain and snow showers with cloudy skies and a low at 15. Blustering north winds gust up to 35 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, we'll see some lingering snowfall, and then we'll see cloudy skies that turn into sunny skies and a high at 23 degrees. For Sunday, we start to see temperatures warm back up with mostly sunny skies and a high around 42. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. We move to second half action of the Girls A Division Championship. Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. 35-16, our halftime score. Sacred Heart with a convincing lead here in the first half, led by Rachel Magdan. She came in here tonight. I'm not sure if she was aware of the numbers. I know her family knew it. She needed 8 points to get to the 1,000-point plateau. So what does she do? She comes out and pours in 19 in the first half. That's kind of puts an exclamation point on the record, does
not
it?
Too bad.
All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action. Here with the play-by-play, once again, is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Wurtenberger will inbound backward to Rachel, or excuse me, to Lauren Malone.
The Irish will go to the right, to the left as we look at the ball game here in the second half tonight. Go to the high post to Magdan, moving right down the lane with the right hand. It's up, it's down, and the foul. Pretty much all going right tonight for her.
Now, Rachel says, I'm still here. Foul is going to be called on Natalie Knippelmeyer. On Natalie, her third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Eagles.
37-16 now, up and good. She made the free throw, 38-16. Randy, would you stop off at a hardware store tomorrow and pick up a couple light bulbs on your way to the gym?
Yeah, to fix that scoreboard.
It needs to be, I guess, orange. Take the ball inside to Autumn with the basketball, and a held ball is going to go to stay with the Eagle there.
John, they've got nice brand new ones across the street over at the middle school. They put in brand new scoreboards, the latest stuff. I was really impressed yesterday when I worked over there.
There you go.
Nice stuff.
Ball comes in out top. Autumn with it, the freshman moving to the right side.
In fact, yep. They looked out of place in that building over there.
Yeah, but so. Off to the left side we go. It will be in the hands of Audrey Sanford now for Johnson Brock. Eagles so far kind of ran into a buzzsaw here tonight. They are 11-2 on the year. And Coach Mitchell Atkinson says, timeout, it's not going well. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Mudecas Tournament here in Beatrice. Opening minute of play here in the third quarter. And Coach Mitchell Atkinson didn't like what he was seeing to start things out, and he burned a timeout just 40 seconds into the quarter.
7:19 left on the north end. 7:13 left down here. All because of Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's a great old gym, though. Fun place to come watch basketball.
The right side of the court's on a tape delay, 6 seconds.
Okay. Sanford with the ball for the Eagles in the front court, guarded by Malone. And a bounce pass in, and a steal by Wurtenberg. She's on the run, 1-on-4, and she beat everybody back late. Oh, and it won't go. Rebound to Barron. Lauren Malone reaches in. Oh, they're going to call a foul instead of a jump ball.
Now, Brooklyn Barron did a great job of being aggressive and going after that. Foul is going to be called on Malone. On Lauren, that is her third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Irish.
Delaney Witt checks in for Sacred Heart. Well, one thing the Irish, they always bring it, but they brought their defense tonight, too. We're talking about the offense, but they played some tough defense. Up the front, Sanford with it. Off the left side, passed the ball over to Ottoman, dropped it, picked it up, hands the ball to Rasmussen. Around the perimeter, working the ball from the right to the left is Barron into Buckmeyer, and a traveling violation call.
Piggybacking on what you said, if you don't play defense for Luke Sato,
you don't play. Yeah.
And it shows up here.
Agreed. Agreed. Coach Atkinson will bring into the ball game. Who's over there on that side? Is that Rasmussen? She just no. Chloe Weiss. There she is. I found her. Over the Irish have it. Eichhoff moving right, spins to her left, and goes with the left hand to the bucket for her third field goal of the ball game. 40-15, make it 40-16. Sacred Heart, excuse me. Out top with the ball, Ottoman with it on the right side, dribbling in, cut off by Vonderschmidt. Back out to the top to Sanford. To the top to Perrins. She drives down, got rid of it. Well, it was a travel or a steal. They go with a travel call before the Irish get the basketball.
You still get the occasional freshman mistake out of these young ball players out here, but for the most part, boy, they're performing very well at the varsity level.
And you're doing it against the number one team in the state also.
Yeah.
Up the floor, Olivia Eichhoff with the ball, dribbling, goes from the right to the left, looks back over to Witt. Little Witt coming back to the top, Now to Magdan's right side, underneath to Wanderschmidt. I think maybe they've ran that play a time or two.
Yeah, they have. Wanderschmidt's going to be fouled as she was going for the shot on the baseline. Foul is going to be on Chloe Weiss. On Chloe Weiss, it's her third personal, team foul number two on the Eagles.
5 points and make it six now for Wanderschmidt. Perry now has 1,339 career points, Randy.
Here's Brooklyn Buckmeyer back into the lineup, replacing Knippelmeyer.
Free throw on the way and good. Going back to last night's semifinal, she had now made nine in a row at the free throw line. 42-16. Eagles need a bucket here. 5:33 to go. And a Ottoman shot up, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Magdan. Stolen away by Barron. She forces her way inside and draws a foul on one of the Irish players.
Oh, that was a nice move by the freshman there. Brooklyn Barron's taking the ball right at the hole. Rachel Magdan's is called for the personal on Rachel, her second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Irish.
Brooklyn to shoot two. The first one's up, the first one's down. 42-17. Second one on the way up and got it again. Two out of three at the line for Brooklyn. 42-18. Sagan Hart. Now some pressure defense coming here and a steal. Cross court pass by Wurtenberger. Stolen layup. Won't go. Missed it by Rasmussen. Wurtenberger the rebound on the run the other way. Stolen back by Sanford. Sanford ahead and driving up on the left side. It won't go again for Rasmussen, but she got fouled that time.
We'll see who the foul is on here.
Olivia Icon, Randy.
John, we may have an issue with the bookkeeping. It says 17. I've got him with 18.
Me too.
And it all goes back to, was it 15 or 16 at halftime?
It was 16.
Yeah, it was. So there should be another point on the board up there.
Freezer on the way up and rattles home. Knippelmeyer, two for three at the line now. You had your points up, and I'll add mine up. I know what it's going to come up to. Free throw up,
too.
And good. Unless they went back and shook one off somewhere.
Oh, they're still short a point up there.
4:57 to go in the third quarter. Ahead to Eichhoff. Fires across. Magdan's up the ladder. Corralled it back out to Malone. Lauren looked to the lane, pulled back down in the corner. On the wing now, which Magdan into Wanderschmidt, spins in the lane, right hand up and down. Nine.
That young lady, such an athlete, so talented there. Ari Wanderschmidt, what a move to the basket.
And can shoot with either hand. And she jumps up and makes a steal. Her third one of the night. She's going to bring it herself. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Magdan. 4:22 in the third. Off to Delaney Witt. Moving right to left. Down the lane. Oh, big collision. The ball is loose. Rolling on the floor. And did he call a blocking foul? Yes, he did. A block on Rasmussen.
Ellie Rasmussen called for the personal. It'll be her first foul. And team foul number three on Johnson Rock. Well, John, I've got 44-20. You've got 44-20, but the board says 44-19. I guess it may be irrelevant, but
inbound to Wanderschmidt. The only place we might disagree was I didn't have that free throw for Clark. And that would be 19 then, but it's 16 at halftime.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure I didn't just conjure up one out of...
You didn't? You sure? We've been sitting here a long time.
Yeah,
today.
That's true.
Coming up the floor, the Irish have it at midcourt. Up the floor, Malone. There's a pick by Wanderschmidt. Off to Witt. Delaney down the lane, and she traveled with it. Wanted to shoot it or wanted to pass it and couldn't get stopped. Halfway through, quarter number three, 44 to something, the Irish lead by at least 25. We come to the front court now. On the left side, it'll be in the hands of Sanford. Coming around the right side, all the way in, and Littrell steps out, makes a stop, shoot it with the rebound, double team, and got called for traveling.
Well, they had Delaney Witt trapped down there on the baseline. No place to go when she ends up getting whistled for the travel.
Inbounding will be the Johnson Brock Eagles. Barron into Sanford, went into Ottoman, and Coach Luke Sand was getting a little more unhappy by the moment. Foul will go on Sacred Heart.
Going to be called on Ari Wondersmith. On Wondersmith, her first personal timeout on the floor. 3:36 to play in the third quarter. 44-19, the board says. We'll take a 30-second timeout on Sunny, 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny, 101.3.
We're back live here in Beatrice with 3 minutes, 36 seconds to play in the third quarter of the A Girls, A Division Girls Championship game. Sacred Heart Irish leading 44-19 over the Johnson Brock Eagles. When play is resumed, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline.
All right, up the floor we come here. Inbounding the Eagles. Brooklyn Barons with it. Looks out top. With the ball now will be Audrey Sanford. Say Hart's got Malone back in the game out of the timeout. And they threw the ball to the referee. Whoops.
Now she was looking for Brooklyn Barons over there on the left elbow, and Barons broke toward the lane just as she let go of the pass.
It happens. One thinks one thing, one thinks the other, and the ball goes sailing away. To the front court, Witt with it with 3:15 to go in the third. The Irish up by 25 and a foul.
Yeah, Brooklyn Buckmeyer getting a little aggressive here. She picked up her first personal. And team foul number 4 on the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Witt will inbound just across midcourt. Come into Lauren Malone. Down in the corner to Magdans. Magdans back to the top to Malone. Lauren driving down with it. Now skips it way over the top to Magdans. On the right side, back to Malone. Down it goes to her teammate in the corner there. That's Littrell. Out to the top. Witt for three. No. Littrell with another rebound. Driving in, and a blocking foul will be called.
Well, Littrell's going to go at the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be called on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, her second personal. Team foul number 5 on the Johnson Brock Eagles.
All right, the free throw coming up here for Emma Littrell on the way up and good. Macy Keeker, should have been here earlier. I do that with her all the time. Macy Keller in the ball game. Free throw on the way up and off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Barron. 2:45 to go. I guess Macy Keeker was kind of an unforgettable player for the Irish, Randy. Maybe that's my problem. Ottoman, three-pointer. Up and down. 8 points now for the freshman for Johnson Brock. To the front court of the basketball. Here comes Sacred Heart. Malone with it against the zone over to the far side to Magdans. Looking down. Now it goes to Malone just inside the three-point line. Swish. First 2 points of the ball game. And now we come the other way. It's going to be Barons with it. Looking to the left side. Working around Ottoman. Three ball straight out in front. Too strong this time. Rebound to Littrell. Emma's got about 5 rebounds here. Malone, left side, over to Magdans in the corner. Wurtenberger from 18. Too strong. Whoops, ran in and committed the foul. Yeah, you touched her shoulder, and that's going to get you the foul.
Jessica Wurtenberger called for the personal on Jessica, her third foul, team foul number 5 on the Sacred Heart Irish. John, have you noticed that Magdans has passed up a couple of open looks here? She's already got 22 points in the ballgame. There's been a couple of times she could have taken a shot and elected not to.
She's tired of shooting. All right, up the floor with the basketball now. Barron's on the left side for the Eagles. Swiped away. Littrell had it. Barron's got it back, and then Emma gets called trying to steal it back a second time.
Well, that's just good aggressive defense there by Emma Littrell. Littrell picks up her first personal team foul, number 6 on the Irish.
Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'8 freshman in for the Irish. Now for Sagan Hart in there for Wurtenberger. From the sideline, Johnson Brock will inbound the ball. They get it in and out of Knippelmeyer. And she'll hand it off for Hallie Rasmussen. Malone swipes at it again. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. With the ball on the right side of the floor, now Rasmussen working back to the left. Gets the ball to Knippelmeyer. Between the circles, moving right on the freshman, Lechtenberg. Now to Ottoman. Drives up in the paint, shoots, and a foul probably on Macy Keeker.
And we're going to
do it again. I did.
Yeah, I heard that. Taryn Ottoman's going to be at the line. The foul on Macy Keller. Keller picks up her second personal. Taryn Ottoman at the line. John, I'm going to go with the score that's on the board and take that free throw for Natalie Clark off. I don't think Clark has appeared in the game tonight.
Yeah, she was in.
Was she?
She was in, but I don't remember her story.
Okay. Free throw is up and good here for Ottoman.
Second free throw coming for the freshman. Up and short, no good. Rebound to Rachel Magdan. She's having a night.
She sure is.
Cross-court pass. Malone catches it. Down to Littrell. Fires it up. No good. Rebound handled by the Eagles by Hallie Rasmussen. Up the floor quickly, all the way in the paint. Littrell knocked it loose. It went over to Behrens. She can't connect on the high arcing shot. And the loose ball rebound on the alternating possession goes to Sacred Heart. 46 seconds left in the quarter. Here comes Harrison Bodderschmidt back in now for Macy Keller.
Oh, Macy Keller's in the game now.
Yeah, she got in here just the last bit here for me. I do that, just slap me. It's okay. I don't care. All right, up the floor, Lauren Malone to the basketball on the left side. Working around the pick out top, gives it to Lechtenberg with 30 seconds to go. Magdan's free throw line, gives off to Vonderschmidt, puts it on the deck, left hand, can't stop it. She's a double figure for the 11. It's now 49-23. Sacred Heart, 16 seconds to go. Gives the ball out, knocked away. Rasmussen has it, gives the ball up for Buckmeyer. 8 on the clock. Buckmeyer guarded by Magdan. I don't have any clue how much.
No, they're not aware. There we go.
Finally got to the player that knew, but it was short on the shot. After 3, Sagan Hart 49, Johnson Brock 23. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
49-23, Sacred Heart with the lead after three quarters. We move into fourth quarter action here in the A Division Girls Championship game. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Inbounding it will be Holly Rasmussen into Sanford, Audrey Sanford. Sacred Heart in a man-to-man defense. Out here covering Sanford is Olivia Eichhoff. Audrey working one-on-one against Eichhoff. Now goes to the right side of the free throw lane. In the paint, has it knocked away by Witt, and Sanford gets the ball back. Now to the right side to Rasmussen with the pass. Rasmussen, spin move across court left side to Brooklyn Behrens. Underneath, they put it into Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul, and we'll have Natalie Knippelmeyer at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Harrison Vaudersmith picks up her second foul, team foul number 8.5 on the Irish.
Knippelmeyer, two shots coming, looks to the basket, first shot is up, and good. She's now hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 2 points in tonight's ballgame. Natalie Knippelmeyer ready for her second shot, just a sophomore, 5'8". Shot is up, and this one is just short off the front of the rim, and there's Eric Vaudersmith with the rebound. Outlet pass comes out to Magdans, and Rachel brings it down court with a pass to the left side to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt, with that mask down around her chin, didn't take it off, just slipped it down under her chin. At the free throw line, Magdans kicks it back up to Witt. Off to Magdans, driving in, layup, Magdans, whistle and a foul, and we'll put Rachel Magdans at the line where she'll shoot two shots.
Foul on Hallie Rasmussen, her second, team foul number 5. Magdans at 21, looking for 22-3 here.
There's a free throw up, and this one rims off and won't go down for Rachel Magdan. She has hit, well, let's see, she's hit 5 out of 7, I've got her, I believe, from the line. Ready for another free throw attempt here. Rachel Magdan, shot is up. This one is good. Boy, she's had a good ball game here, the senior. She'll remember this tournament.
Jessica Wurtenberger back in for the Irish now.
50-24, your score. Irish with the lead. Ball fought for. Helly Rasmussen and Delaney Witt chase after it. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by Witt. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. And Rasmussen will inbound it. She stands right in front of the Johnson Brock bench, where she'll inbound the pass to Sanford. Audrey Sanford. I had a mental block earlier this season about calling Audrey by her sister's name, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how that can go for you. We called Haley Sanford's name for so many years. Audrey Sanford with the pass up top to Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen right side. Taryn Ottoman, the big freshman. Ottoman works one-on-one against Ari Vaudersmith. Gives the ball off to Brooklyn Behrens. Again, it comes to Rasmussen. In traffic, turnaround shot. Sanford tried to put it up over the Irish defense. Now a fast break. Wurtenberger feeds it underneath. Oh, Wurtenberger with the assist. Ari Vaudersmith with the basket. Vaudersmith now with 13 points, I believe.
Yes.
13 for Vaudersmith. It's 52-24. A dominating performance by the number one team in the state, the Sacred Heart Irish, here in this Mudeca's championship game. Left side in the corner is Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens brings it back to Natalie Knippelmeyer in the paint. Knippelmeyer is stopped there by Delaney Witt. We're going to have a foul call, I believe, on Witt. And they're going to have Knippelmeyer shoot it.
Delaney picks up her second, team foul number 9.
At the line, Knippelmeyer shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer has now hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line.
Chloe Weiss back in, Randy.
All right, another shot coming here for Natalie. It's on the way up, and this one is off the rim and doesn't go down. The rebound is pulled down by Vaudersmith. Outlet pass to Wurtenberger. Jessica Wurtenberger brings it down, pulls up at the free throw line for a jump shot that's off the back of the rim, tipped out of there by Vaudersmith. Wurtenberger dribbles in for the driving lay-in, up and Jessica Wurtenberger just stuck with it. She's got 7, and it's 54-25, our score. On the dribble is Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens to the left elbow. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now Chloe Weiss holds the ball for the Eagles down in the corner on the left side of the basket. Weiss drug that pivot foot. She'll be called for the travel. Talking about Haley Sanford, the reason she came to mind, that's Haley down here taking pictures on the baseline. She's incognito down there as a photographer. Haley gets a lot of good photos of the Johnson Brock kids. I enjoy seeing her posts on Facebook. 54-25. Here come the Irish into the corner. They go to the right side with it. Down to Eichhoff. A 3 on the way. Magdans. Bingo!
Why not?
Wow. Nothing but nylon for Rachel Magdans. And what a performance for the senior here to remember the senior year of the Mudeca's tournament. She'll be talking about this championship game for a long time, John.
I'm not picking on the Eagles, but she's got 1 more point than they do at this point.
Isn't that something? Behrens in traffic, tries to go up with a shot, can't get it. Vaudersmith's there with the rebound.
57-25, your score. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. We'll step aside, take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ballgame here in Beatrice, 57-25. Irish with the lead, Lauren Malone with the basketball. Off to Jessica Wurtenberger. Brooklyn Buckmeyer comes out after Wurtenberger. Into the corner, long shot, Lechtenberg from the corner. Gentry's off the glass, couldn't get it. Ball safe from going out of bounds, but stepping on the baseline was Macy Keller, and the basketball is turned back over to Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss with the inbound pass. Into Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens over to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Brooklyn to Brooklyn. Now Buckmeyer in the paint. Puts a jump shot up in the lane. That won't go. It's tipped around. Chloe Weiss with a rebound. Tries a follow shot. And a whistle and a foul. Probably on Lechtenberg.
Trying to force the shot up into Lechtenberg. She's just kind of standing minding her own business. Held her hands up and they ran into her.
Chloe Weiss has 3 points in the ball game. She has a field goal and one out of two from the line. She's at the line here shooting two shots. The first one is on the way up, short, just off the front of the rim. Weiss will get another chance at the charity stripe. Down
Chloe, Chloe looks like one of them players not going to be afraid to take on anything, isn't she?
Second shot is on the way for Weiss. This one is good. She got it. She's got 4 points now in the game. We'll have a post-game wrap-up for you. Take a look at all the individual scoring at the end of this championship broadcast. It's 57-26 now. Irish with the lead. Lechtenberg in the corner was trapped. Did a good job dribbling out of there with it. Comes to Wurtenberger around the left side. Lauren Malone with the basketball. Malone has it dribbled away by Weiss and picked up by Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Holds up at the top of the key, gives it up to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman on the right side of the lane, guarded by Macy Keller, flips it back up to Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer works one-on-one against Lauren Malone. Hands the ball off to the left side. Ball stolen away from Behrens by Wurtenberger. Breakaway lay-in, Wurtenberger up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger with 9 points now in the ballgame. 59-26, Irish with the lead. Coach Luke Sando about ready to call off the dogs here. I can see some of the bench players up off the bench getting ready to check in. Behrens in the paint. Free throw line. Flips it out of the left side to Weiss. Back to Behrens in the corner. Brooklyn Behrens for three. No, couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Littrell. Littrell, outlet pass up to Malone. And we're going to take a timeout here to get some subs into the ball game. So I think they're just going to put subs in and not really take the timeout.
Right. Into the game comes Jocelyn Overdeen, a 5'7 freshman. Also in there is Sadie Tizzle, a 5'6 freshman of the Irish. Littrell, Keller, and
Lechtenberg.
Lechtenberg, stay in. Okay, there we go.
All right, Lechtenberg on the dribble, comes around to the left side with it. A cross-court pass goes to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall out near the mid-court circle. Works on the left side of the lane. Back to Lechtenberg. Gentry on the dribble. Goes into Littrell. Ball tipped away and stolen. Down-court pass comes to Chloe Weiss. Weiss slows things down here. Now works to the right side of the lane. Forces up a shot. Doesn't get it. Rebound underneath. Was pulled down into the by Skylar Witt. Skylar Witt got the rebound, and now we've got a bunch
got
more new players in here.
I got him. Anna Willis, 6'5", 6'6", sophomore. Colby Davis, a 5'6", freshman. Sydney Nichols, a 5'4", junior. And Natalie Clark into the game.
Weiss inbounds the pass. Shot is up. Won't go down. Rebound coming the other direction with the basketball was Sadie Tisdall. Sadie got hammered pretty good here, and I didn't see a foul call.
What was that? Correct.
My goodness. Tisdall inbounds to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg on the dribble. 2:19 to go in the ballgame. 59-26 while all this is going on.
Say Hurst put Ellie Falk in the ballgame as well.
Ellie Falk checks in to the left side with it.
On the left wing is Sadie Tisdall. She tries to go to the top of the key, dribbles around, flips it to Oberding on the right side. And then somehow these same names keep resurfacing. Oberding. We haven't called that for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Same basketball names and same athlete names here at Sacred Heart. Generation after generation. And what a, you know, what a privilege we've had, John, over these last couple of decades here, watching what's transpired for the Irish. Now Keller steps out of bounds on the far side. Had a big collision over there with Natalie Clark. And I think Clark's going to get called for the personal on Natalie, her third. And at the free throw line will be Macy Keller. Macy has not scored yet tonight. Here she'll be shooting 1-1, I believe. Free throw for Macy Keller on the way up and off. No good. Rebound. Goes out of bounds and will stay with Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the basketball. They inbound it to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss will bring it across the timeline. Chloe Weiss looks to the right side to Kobe Davis. Now Davis with the ball at the free throw line. Flips it over to Sydney Nichols. Nichols in traffic, goes in for a driving layup and can't get it. Ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Inbounding it on the baseline is Chloe Weiss. Nice to toss it in. Lobs it up top. Natalie Clark. A long two. Up and good. Clark gets the two. Makes it 59-28 the score. Into Gentry Lechtenberg with the pass. Here's a steal. Ball goes back to Lechtenberg on the floor. Now picked up and dribbling out of there is Sadie Tisdall with the ball. Gives it to Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg across the timeline. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Chloe Weiss.
Well, Randy, you saw what I saw, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Lechtenberg put her forearm out as Chloe was backpedaling and just kind of gave just enough of a nudge to shove her down.
Shoved Chloe Weiss halfway to Lincoln on that one. There's a free throw up and off for Lechtenberg. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Now a collision down in the corner. People all over the floor. A cross-court pass to the left side. Here's a shot that's put up and won't go by Sydney Nichols. And a whistle and a foul with 1:02 to go in the ballgame. Well, a lot of players can say they played in the championship game of the Mudecas tournament. Sydney Nichols is at the line. Up off the bench getting ready to check in is Lainey Knippelmeyer now. Lainey will be getting in. Sydney Nichols, free throw is up. Ooh, in and out of there. Rimmed around, she couldn't get it down. Sydney's a 5'4 junior. She'll have another chance. Now Lainey Knippelmeyer checks into the lineup for the first time. Sydney Nichols, second free throw is on the way. Off the back of the iron, couldn't get it. And the rebound taken away. Follow shot put back up and good by Kobe Davis. And Kobe Davis has 2 points in the ballgame. 50 seconds to go in the ball game. Lechtenberg on the elbow. Lechtenberg in the paint, driving for the shot. No whistle. Rebound is pulled down. Coming back the other direction comes Kobe Davis with the ball. Kobe Davis gives it up top to Natalie Clark. Into the corner, left side. Long three up and off. No good. Rebound to Johnson Brock. Baseline right side handling it. Kobe Davis. Turnaround shot. Lainey Knippelmeyer up. Couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. They're going to call Jocelyn Oberding for the personal, John.
I would assume that both coaches...
At the free throw line will be Lainey Knippelmeyer. 5'10 sophomore shooting two. First shot short off the front of the rim. Lainey will have another attempt coming. We're down to 28 seconds to go in the ballgame. Stay with us for the postgame scoring recap. Lainey Knippelmeyer, second shot is up. It's off. And the rebound comes down to Oberding. Outlet pass down court. Lechtenberg to the right wing with it. Goes to Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall back to Lechtenberg. Ball stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction. Try for shot is up. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And Sydney Nichols, who made that steal, will now be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Nobody has quit. Nobody either team.
Gentry Lechtenberg picks up her second personal. Sydney Nichols 0-for-2 from the line. She'll get two more shots here. This one comes up just short, 0-for-3, but she'll have one more attempt. We're down to 13 seconds to go. It's 59 to 30. I'm looking at the burned out bulb up there. Second shot is up and good for Sydney Nichols. She's in the scorebook.
12 seconds, 11 seconds. Down court on the dribble comes Sadie Tisdall. Has the ball stolen away. Fast break, Sydney Nichols driving, laying up and good. Sydney Nichols got the lay-in. There's the buzzer and the ball game. 59-33 will be your final score tonight. 59-33, Sacred Heart wins the Class A championship in the Mudecas tournament here at Beatrice. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and have a post-game scoring recap. John will look at all the numbers for you after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium, where the Sacred Heart girls have just picked up the A Division championship of this tournament with a 59-33 win over Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart now 12-3 on the year. Johnson Brock now 11-3 on the season. For Johnson Brock tonight, they're led by Taryn Ottoman. The freshman had 9 points in the ball game, 8 for Brooklyn Barons. Colby Davis had 2, 3 for Sydney Nichols, 5 for Natalie Knippelmeyer, 4 in the game for Chloe Weiss, and 2 for Natalie Clark for the Eagle total of 33 tonight. For Sacred Heart in the ball game, they're led by Rachel Magden. The senior had 26 points in the ball game tonight for the Irish. Harrison Vonnerschmidt had 13 in the game. Jessica Wurtenberger scored 9 points. Olivia Eichhoff had 6. And then it's Delaney Witt with 2, Lauren Malone with 2, and 1 for Emma Littrell tonight for Sacred Heart. Congratulations to Rachel Magden, as she now has her 1,000th career point. In fact, she blew by 1,000 career points. She needed 8 coming into the ballgame, and she scored 26. So 1,018 will put her up in top 10 in career scoring for Falls City Sacred Heart tonight for her career. In the other game we had on the air today, it was Johnson County Central over Humboldt Table Rock Senior for third place in the B Division. 43-35, the final there, leading the way today for Johnson County Central was Ava Berthabau. She had 18 points in the game, 7 for Emma Swanda and 6 for Sunny Rother. The Titans led tonight or today by J.C. Leach with 9, 7 in the ball game for Avery Dierberger. So that is the
totals for those ball games we had on the air. The B championship this year will go to Bernie Davenport Shickley. They beat Dexter Milligan 46-33 here earlier tonight in the B division championship. And the A division third place game, Southern beat Parkview Christian 41-39. Now here's what's coming up tomorrow on Sunny 101.3. Here's what's coming up tomorrow on KTNC, our sister station, 1230 AM and 107.1. Tomorrow, the games will have three of them on the air. The boys' third place game in the B division will be Humboldt Table Rock Senior taking on Dunnell at 2:45. At 4:15 in the A division, third place game tomorrow at 4:15, Fall City Sacred Heart takes on Tri-County. And also tomorrow at 5:45 in the B division championship, it will be Johnson Brock taking on Pawnee City. So tomorrow, 2:45, HRF plays Dunnell. Sacred Heart plays Tri-County at 4:15. And Johnson Brock will play Pawnee City tomorrow afternoon at 5:45. We'll have all three of those games over on sister station KTNC for you tomorrow, 107.1 FM and 1230 AM, and of course on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. So that's going to wrap it up. All tournament players for the Irish included Rachel Magdan, Harrison Vonderschmidt, and Olivia Eichhoff, and for Johnson Brock, selected to the all-tournament team tonight was Brooklyn Barron. So that's going to wrap it up here from Beatrice City Auditorium today. We'll be back tomorrow with more action for you in the boys' tournament. Other games tonight, Fall City Tiger Girls won the championship at the tournament in Fairfax, Missouri tonight. Fall City with the win of the championship over St. Jude Christian, 41-34. Auburn boys picked up a win at Fairbury today. And also, it was the Mount City girls losing in the consolation final today. That game was played at Stanbury. The Mount City boys will play for the championship of that tournament tomorrow at 1:30. So that will indeed wrap it up for us in Beatrice City Auditorium. For Randy Gatula, for Kurt Kilman, we say goodnight, everybody, from Beatrice, Nebraska.